Hey everyone, welcome back to another Matt Simo podcast in 10. Here we are, sitting in the car, on the go. Broccoli.
How you going, mate?
Good, mate. Yourself?
I'm not too bad.
You got no headphones on today?
No, I don't. Yeah, well, we're in the car. There's going to be no background noise at all.
Oh, that's true.
And watch me like watch it over later and just be terrible audio.
So, we're sitting outside the shops at the moment. And a bit of a rainy day. Just paint the picture of where we're at.
Yep.
Let's get into this. I actually like doing podcasts with you, Broccoli.
Thanks, mate. I do as well. That's probably a highlight of my week, to be honest. I like speaking.
Mate, I can't believe how many people are writing in about you.
It's like, I'm trying my best.
Yeah, they're like, we love Broccoli. Yeah, Broccoli's awesome. I'm cool. Like, they must be on drugs.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, you're probably hoping they're all those girls.
Yeah.
So we do have a campaign running at the moment. It's like, find Broccoli a girlfriend. Because, like, it is something that is very important in your world at the moment, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's one thing that's missing.
Yep. So anyone, if there's any cauliflower out there looking to match up with Broccoli, let's give us a call. What's your number?
I'm not giving out my number. No way.
Okay.
Just follow me on Instagram.
I'll text it to everyone anyway.
Yeah, okay, sweet.
Or just, yeah, text me and I'll give it to you.
Yeah, righto.
All right, so the power of thought. This is a good topic. Like, I like this topic. We just did a quick Instagram about why don't I talk about real estate too much. And, like, whatever you do is just what you do. So I'm sure there's quite a few people who watch this that aren't in real estate or listen to this. But the reason that I'm here, that you're here, everybody else is doing their thing is, believe it or not, their thought pattern. Nothing happens by accident.
No.
And I don't reckon there's enough discussion around or even guidance around the thought process. So I was listening to someone sent me a Les Brown video today and said, watch this, and it was good. It was about getting unstuck. But the funny thing is, unless you actually think your way out of something, nothing happens. Quantum physics. So I am not a quantum physicist. I just want to make that clear to everybody.
Yeah.
I'm nowhere near a quantum physicist. However, quantum physics, the little that I know about it, says nothing can exist without thought.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
Yep. So if you really think about that, There is no existence without thought. So it all starts there. Yeah?
Yeah.
So your girlfriend that you're looking for at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think about her all the time?
Yeah.
And picture her and...
Yeah, yeah. Like even then, certain situations like that, such as failure, heartbreak, etc., cannot directly cause a feeling of any kind until the brain interprets and creates a story about that situation. Things like anxiety and sadness can only be produced by seeing a situation and producing an interpretation of that particular situation, and then the brain believing that interpretation. So that I think, like, therefore me and you can only be overwhelmed by our thoughts about something, not the things itself. So that's why thoughts are so important, and that's why it's good we're doing a podcast on it, because people underestimate the power of thoughts and how they can impact our lives in just so many different ways.
Did you used to be Gandhi in your last life?
No, I just listen to a lot of podcasts. I just take it all in. It's true.
You're very wise, Broccoli.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, so we'll just wrap it up there.
Yes, yeah,
sweet. That's good. yeah, so, like, thoughts really important to control. And look, you've probably heard lots of this stuff. Like you just said, you listen to podcasts. And I get it. I understand people are like, yeah, there's so much talk about, you know, feel this, think this, law of attraction, this, whatever. But it starts in the morning. You can literally feel your thought train, the energy start in the morning. And this is the space you need to own. I know in the day, like, we'll talk about the day, but the morning is actually where you start your path. So, you know, when people like go, what do we do today?
Yeah.
You know, what should we do today, Broccoli? We'll wake up. So I'll wake up next to you. Hi, darling. Yeah. How are you? What do you want to do today?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and you decide. Mm-hmm. And it's like, let's go to the beach. And then your whole day starts moving down that path. And you start getting things ready and you start getting excited and the weather's nice and all of this sort of stuff. But that should happen every day. When you wake up and you give thought to, I can't believe that yesterday did this to me,
yeah,
and you're still dwelling on it, you're actually saying to yourself, or you're saying to the day, let's get all the momentum going towards the stuff I don't want.
Mm-hmm.
I had a day a little bit like that yesterday, but
yeah,
all that's what you're doing. You're picking your destination for the day.
Yeah, as you always say, you're just giving it energy, and which is giving it life, and that's just how it works.
You are. Mm. So if you want an awesome day, what do you have to give thought to in the morning?
Positive things, like how are you going to make this day?
I know
day,
we say that a lot, though, positive, but...
How are you going to make the most out of this day? How are you going to make this day that's going to make you become more successful or bring you closer to where you want to be? That's what you got to think about.
Yeah.
Every time you wake up, how am I going to make this day useful so I can move towards where I want to be?
Yeah. So if you're in real estate like me, or whatever you are, you might be in any business, or you might be a housewife or whatever, you should pick one thing every day that you're excited about achieving. Mine's listing a house or selling a house. That's it. Listing a house or selling a house. And I get all of my excited energy pointed in that direction. It's like saying I'm going to go to the beach.
Mm.
You don't wake up on a Sunday and go, let's think of the worst place we could go so I'm miserable for the day.
Exactly.
You don't, do you? No. You go, woo, no work today. Let's do it. Yeah. That's exactly right. So I want people to understand, whatever you think about in the morning will set off a chain of events that will determine your reality for the day.
Yeah, there's a saying, if you win the first hour of your day, you win the whole day.
Yeah. Mm. Thanks, Robin Sharma.
That's all right, mate.
Yeah. Here's why it sets off the chain of your events. It's like, you wake up, you decide what you want, and I'm talking about the start because that's where it starts. It's really hard to turn back thought momentum. So when you wake up and you're angry with someone, you're actually creating energy around it, way it goes. If you get to like 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, you're still dwelling on it, in and out of your thoughts, trying to get the day going, the kids are yelling at you, all this sort of stuff. Rah! It's really hard to get to 10 o'clock and start getting peaceful, happy, whatever. So remember, as the day starts, as the day goes, what did you just say then?
If you win the first hour of the day, you win the whole day.
There you go. Mm. Please put a line under that. Mm. So your thought controls your emotions. So what you think about will create what you feel about.
Yeah.
If you're thinking about success, happiness, like even just living here on earth, like how does that tree over there even grow?
Exactly. I think people need to like live in the present more. Like they need to, some people take the present for granted and they think about the future too much, but really all that matters is what's happening right now.
That's right. You said anxiety before, right?
Yeah.
Like anxiety is a classic emotion, I reckon. We all get it. I'm not saying anyone's immune from it. But anxiety stuff, usually, that you're worried about, it's not even really happening.
Exactly right.
You know, like 100%. We all do it. We all think, oh, what if we don't get this or this person this or this, whatever. So it's like that anxiety feel. That guy's not looking too good. He's like, I don't think he's looking. Someone just walked past the car. I think he's been out all night.
Yes.
But yeah, anxiety is a classic example. It's a outcome of thought worry.
Mm-hmm.
So when you're worried about stuff, your thought pattern is worry, you'll feel anxiety.
Yeah.
When your thought pattern is, like you said, being present, just appreciating the opportunity that you have right now, you'll probably feel calm.
Yeah.
Excited, calm. If your thought pattern is into the vision of what you want to create, like I have a vision of what I want my life to be, you'll feel excited. So you can almost feel the outcome of your thoughts. And it sets off an emotion. Here's the most important thing. Thought creates emotion, creates vibration. So your vibrational wave will match the feeling that you feel. So that's how it sort of links together. So when you're sending out vibrations into the universe, guess what's going to happen after that?
Yeah, the what you do from now on, the universe will help you, like... I actually don't know. Can you explain it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You're even listening?
I am listening. I just don't actually know.
But the vibration that you're sending out will be answered.
Yeah, okay.
And it will be answered in direct reflect. It's the same as an echo. Boo, boo.
Yeah.
Boo, boo. Like comes back at you.
A ripple effect.
The ripple effect. Yeah. And it bounces off the wall, comes back to you.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happens. That's why it's so important to start at the beginning. Because if you're getting answered with stuff that you're just not liking, think it back. Think back about how you've been feeling. Then what you've been thinking about. You can link it all together. The beauty about it is you can change it.
Mm.
And I would suggest that you start to change it, if it's not so good, after you sleep.
Yep.
Like have a good sleep in. I stayed in bed till about 8:30 this morning.
Wow.
8:30.
And then every Monday morning starter, I get yelled at for having a 7:30 alarm. Jesus, mate.
I've got to keep the look up. Yeah. It's like, can I make you look bad? No, but it's like, I just knew yesterday, I had that out of the zone day yesterday. Like, I'm not talking real bad, but for me, yes.
Yeah.
And then I could feel it. I went to bed and I was like, I'm not getting up until my tank is full.
Exactly.
Because you know when you wake up and your tank is full, and I just laid in bed doing some stuff, ringing some people, getting the momentum going around it. Because I know my vibration is going to be matched to that now. And 100%. Already things are just flowing to us.
Yeah.
You know, we're here, bang out a video, do this podcast, small things.
Yeah.
But the small manifestations are the things that you need to recognize. So you might be feeling great. You watch your interactions with other people. They'll do something nice for you. It's not about, you'll get a call and you've won Powerball.
Yeah.
That's maybe.
Yeah.
But it's like those little things, like just even someone lets you in traffic. They're manifestations that you need to start recognizing and be appreciative of.
Exactly.
The more you can appreciate those little things, the more the big things will come into your world, because you'll learn to live in that vibration a lot more.
Yeah.
Yeah,
there's a thing that Tom Brady says, and Tom Brady's the best quarterback in the world, and he says that, why do kids have so much fun? And kids have so much fun because they just care about what they're doing. They don't care about what's happening tomorrow. They don't care about what happened yesterday. They just care about what they're doing.
Right now.
Exactly. And that's why they have so much fun. That's why they're so innocent. That's why they live with so much freedom.
Yeah.
It's because they just care about what they're doing right now.
Yeah, 100%.
Mm.
Yeah, there is something. It's hard to live in the present when you're older, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's because we think we've got to be somewhere. We think we've got to be someone. But funny enough, if you do find that calm place, things just seem to really flow to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's finish on this because I think we're getting to the end of 10 minutes.
Yeah.
We're over. Okay, I'll be real quick. You wouldn't get into your car and drive it without a steering wheel and put the accelerator down.
No.
You just wouldn't do it.
That'd be stupid, yeah.
But the funny thing is, thoughts are the steering wheel of our life.
Yeah, that's a great metaphor.
100%.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we get into the day, we put the accelerator down, we have no steering wheel. That's where anxiety, worry, even depression and all that sort of stuff, in a way. I'm not saying that I'm a doctor or anything like that. I'm going to solve depression or whatever. But when you feel depressed, it is literally a chronic set point of all of that anxiety feel, that hopelessness, that can't control it. I don't want people to write in and say, hey, you're not a doctor, don't start talking about depression. What I do want to say is, how you're feeling is a direct, it's a direct reflection. It's an indication of what you've been thinking. So if you want to change your life, you've got to grab the steering wheel with both hands and start your thought pattern to be slowly different. It's not going to be easy if your life isn't where you want it to be, but you do need to start choosing thoughts that are going to slowly change the way you feel, slowly change your vibration, not settle for just enough. You know, not settle for anger, worry, anxiety, you know, all at boredom. Like, you know, you can't complain and get success. You just can't do it. It's a different vibration. And I want you to start thinking in thought, feelings, vibration. Thought, feeling, vibration. If you start doing that, you'll soon see that you're in total control of your life and the outcome. Try it and feel it and see it. See you on the next podcast.
Thanks, everybody.